and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In one of our studies of Proverbs, we looked at the person who is known as the sluggard. We used the verse in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." I've never seen an ant sit idly by and do nothing. That ant is always moving. That ant always has something to do. Well, the sluggard is lazy. And I believe that human nature, if we give in to human nature, we're all going to be lazy. The slothful man, the Bible talks about that would be a sluggard. That person who has things to do but never really gets anything done worthwhile. And as we see in Matthew 21, verses 28 through 30, it says, "What think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, 'I go, sir,' and went not." Now, consider the second son described in Matthew 21:30. He had a desire, according to verse 30. He had good intentions, according to verse 30. But simply having good intentions does not get the job done. He didn't go. Can you think of ways that you can be more diligent in your life? Can you think of ways you can be more diligent in church? Well, perhaps you could be a Sunday school teacher. And perhaps you could be a Sunday school teacher helper. Well, perhaps you could be an usher. God actually could possibly call you to be a pastor. Now, there are many avenues of service in the local church. To get on the right avenue of service for the Lord in your local church, you must go in the right direction. And the right direction is to first seek God's direction through prayer and Bible study. Then be a person who is diligent, not a person who is a sluggard. And may the Lord help each of us who are saved to accomplish much for God's glory and for the good of others. You see, true happiness comes to the person who is diligently serving God and others. In what ways do you serve God? In what way do you serve others? Now, I've said this before, the only way that you can serve God properly is first to be saved, to be on your way to heaven, to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God was diligent in sending His only begotten Son into this world to give His life for those of us who would trust Him as Lord and Savior. Man, actually, He gave His life for everyone in this world. Every person has the opportunity to be saved. But it's sad that some people will not follow through and ask Jesus Christ into the heart. Well, the Bible says that we are saved by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, we can be diligent without even working. You say, what do you mean? You can be diligent by asking Jesus Christ into your heart. You can have that desire and not follow through, but if you follow through, that means you're diligent in trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't be a sluggard. Don't be the slothful person who puts off trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. One day it'll be too late. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Jesus Christ does not promise tomorrow. Jesus Christ says today is the day of salvation. Right now, you need to ask Jesus Christ into your heart Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I know I can't save myself. Lord, as best I know how, I'm going to trust you right now to save me so I can go to heaven. Lord, I realize I can't go my way, but I can go your way. And your way is through Jesus Christ. And I receive him right now as my Lord and Savior. If you'll get serious with God, he'll get serious with you. If you will trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he will save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. That word whosoever means anyone who will call upon Jesus Christ for salvation. Trust him today. Be the diligent person who really trusts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, being a sluggard is one thing. But then, on the other hand, the book of Proverbs also talks about another person. And that is the foolish person, or the fool. Well, what is a fool? Who is a fool? How would you describe a fool? Well, certainly no one, not even a fool, would want to be called a fool. A fool is someone who is senseless. In other words, he does not have the sense to believe God and to do what God says. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 16 says, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 7, it says, "The lips of the wise disperse knowledge." That means the wise person gives out knowledge, but the heart of the fool doeth not so. Proverbs 29 and verse 9, "If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest." Well, according to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, chapter 15, verse 7, 29 and 9, the opposite of a foolish man is a wise man. Now, the Lord Jesus spoke about a wise man and a foolish man in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. It says there, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Well, according to verses 24 and 26, both the wise man and the foolish man built a house. The foolish man had a problem, according to verse 26. Would you say that the fool's problem is that of ignorance? Well, of course not. According to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and 26, there is something different about the wise man and the foolish man. Many times the foolish person understands what to do, but actually disregards what to do is right. The fool does not do what God says. The wise man does what God says. And I've spoken about this. The fool's problem is not that he does not know how to build. His problem is he does not do what he knows he should. In light of this, John 13, 17 says, "If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." Well, how would you define a fool according to John 13, 17? I believe it's not doing what he knew to do would mean it's according to John 13, 17, that the fool would not be happy. In other words, he knows to do right, but he doesn't do it. And the Bible teaches us that we actually know when we do wrong. That's conscience. But I remind you, the conscience only lets us know when we do wrong, but the conscience does not give us the answer to do right. Does not let us know what to do right. But God does in his word. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Well, how would you define a fool using James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25? We could say that the fool deceives himself. He is forgetful, and he is not blessed of God. Well, not only is the fool senseless, he's also unwise. He is not foolish because he lacks mental powers, but because he misuses these powers. He's unwise because of his own disbelief and disobedience. He does not believe what God says, and he does not do what God says. Well, you know, a fool can be a very intelligent person. A fool may have a very high IQ. A fool may not be mentally handicapped at all. A fool might be blessed with a very good brain. A person is a fool not because he fails to reason or think, but because he reasons and thinks wrongly. A wise man may be lacking in mental powers, but he is smart enough to listen to an all-wise God. Has God blessed you with a brain and a healthy mind? Are you able to listen and read and reason and think? Are you thankful for these abilities? Are you using these abilities in the best way? What place does God and His Word have in your thinking and deciding and acting? We learn by studying God's Word that wisdom is very practical. Wisdom may be defined as using knowledge in the right way and putting knowledge to work. And one way we could define foolishness is by saying it is not using knowledge in the right way. In fact, the fact is this, that a person can know the plan of salvation and not be saved. One example in the Bible would be Judas Iscariot. I could ask, was his problem that he lacked knowledge? Of course not. He walked with Jesus Christ. He heard Jesus Christ preaching and doing the miracles, seeing the miracles that Jesus did. So was his problem that he lacked knowledge? Of course not. Well, what was his problem? The problem Judas had was he was foolish, and he did not use the knowledge he gained from the teaching of Jesus. Many people sit in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church on Sundays, Wednesday nights, and Sunday nights. They hear the Word of God. They hear about Jesus Christ. They hear His Word being taught and preached. That person is like Judas Iscariot. That person, although given what they need in order to go to heaven, and that's the plan of salvation by trusting Jesus as Savior, that person who hears that over and over again can be likened like Judas Iscariot. Oh, that person does not have to say and go to the priest and say, I'm going to take money to turn Jesus Christ in so he can be crucified. But that person who sits in a pew day in and day out, hearing the Word of God and not receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they're doing actually the same thing. They're refusing to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, just as Judas refused to receive Him as Lord and Savior. Oh, can I ask you today, trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Don't be like Judas Iscariot, hearing the Word of God and refusing it. Let Jesus Christ come into your heart today. Turn to Him. Let Him take the sin from you. The Bible says that He will forgive all sin, taking it away. God wants to save you today if you've never trusted Jesus Christ. Call upon Him today. Ask Him to come into your heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.